time for another edition of Spine Fit Radio with Dr. Sean Riley. Dr. Riley, it's back to school time, and parents are getting together the school supplies for the year, including a backpack to carry everything in. And we've seen studies on how the weight of a backpack can really have an adverse effect on a child's posture. What advice do you have for parents who are getting their kids ready for school?
Sure. Yeah, it's back to school. Kids are getting ready to get back into it. And sadly, we do see some kids, some adolescents with injuries related to backpacks, whether it's neck or low back pain, postural abnormalities, and so forth. So obviously something we do not like to see. Obviously, you know, we don't want to see kids in here related, having problems related to their backpacks. A couple quick stats, or it's, you know, I read something that over 89 million kids were carrying backpacks last year. 2,000 kids presented to the ER, chiropractic office, physician's office with backpack-related injuries, whether it's neck or low back. It's great we're carrying all these books and we're trying to enlighten our minds and, you know, educate ourselves. But sadly, you know, these kids are overloading these backpacks and it's putting a tremendous amount of pressure on their neck and low backs. Typically, it's nothing serious, Scott. It's going to be like a sprain slash strain type of injury. But, you know, we put this big backpack on. We go sit at school all day, poor posture, and it just kind of catches up with this. So I think first off, you know, it's important that parents shop and buy a backpack that's appropriate for their child, you know, something that's going to fit them snugly, something that's going to be comfortable for the child. Research has shown that the weight of the backpack should not exceed 10% of the child's total body weight. So if the kid weighs 100 pounds, we don't want more than 10 pounds in that backpack. If so, we can always, you know, you can put a couple books in their hands. There's no way you can get around it. You know, there's some of those backpacks that they're able to wheel or have wheels on them that they can pull behind them. So I think first and foremost, it's important that you do not overload the backpack. You obviously find a backpack that's going to be comfortable and that's appropriate for your child's size and age.
What are some warning signs? What are some things maybe the child might say or other things that a parent can look for to say maybe that's a red flag?
Well, I would look at their posture first off when they put the backpack on. If you can typically tell if a child is straining or struggling to maintain a good neutral posture, a lot of times they're really going to lean forward, you know, really trying to support that weight. I'd weigh the backpack just like what we went to about the 10% of the body weight. But typically kids are going to present with just kind of diffuse neck problems, neck strain. They're going to say their head feels kind of tired, fatigued. They're not able to support their head and just kind of diffuse, generalized, localized low back pain. Nothing terribly specific. Like I said, it's mostly going to be generally sprain slash strain types injuries, but they're just going to kind of present with that, you know, neck or low back pain. A couple other quick points. You know, they say that when you're wearing the backpack, it should, you know, fit about 2 inches. The top of the backpack should extend about 2 inches below the shoulder blades to down to the waistline. So we don't want that backpack way up high, okay, or way down low. It should be fit snug on the back. Both straps should go fit snugly around the shoulders. You know, a lot of times we'll see the kids just throwing one over one of the straps over the shoulders. You know, we're symmetrical beings. We have a right and a left, so we want to get that fit snugly over both shoulders. When you're loading the backpack, it's always a good idea. The heaviest items should be closest to the back, okay? And try not to get anything moving around too much in the backpack. Just try to pack it as snugly as you can.
And if a child does have some pain, what kind of treatment options are available for the younger age groups?
Education is going to be number one, I think, in my opinion. You know, barring any nasty injury or anything significant, talking to the, you know, a lot of parents just don't know. So educating the parents on what the child, you know, just things that we've spoken about, what kind of pack they should have, how you pack it, how much weight should be in it. And then secondly, talking to the child about proper ergonomics, posture, different things. And, you know, if we tease out that there is a little bit of an issue with the neck or low back, it's typically going to be just a very conservative, quick treatment plan, mostly just maybe rehabbing some soft tissues, strengthening or stabilizing some structures in the neck or low back.
If you run into any problems this school year, give the group at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call, 918-743-3737.